As we talk and move forward, I wanted to chat with Gary Perenar. He's the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Mid-American Carpenters Regional Council. He joins us right now on WGN. Gary, a very pleasant Tuesday afternoon to you.
Yeah, good evening, John. Glad to be on, and hopefully we'll have a productive conversation.
I hope so, too, Gary. I'm sure we will, because I've got a lot of dumb questions about what it is that carpenters do, and I figure you're the guy to talk to. And first and foremost, you know, you represent folks across Illinois, Missouri, Kansas, Iowa, parts of Iowa. I had no idea how many carpenters that is. How many union carpenters are there in that region?
Well, we just merged, John. It'll be a year in September, and 52,000 hardworking men and women I have the honor of representing through those four states.
That's a lot of carpenters. And for those that don't know, I know most people out there knows generally what a carpenter does, but Right. Could you just describe a little bit? Because I think some people think carpenters, you know, they work on your table or something like that, but it's a lot bigger jobs than that, too.
Yeah, we have a saying in our regional council, dirt the drapes. And pretty much in a nutshell, that's what we do. We start with the right after the foundation with the concrete. The carpeners pour all the footings in the walls. And then from there, we set either wood or metal panels. And then, we proceed to put the roof on and all the interior drywall, all the interior trim work, the cabinets. And then, just like I said earlier, we hang the drapery as well. So all the flooring, whether it's wood flooring, ceramic, that's all done by union carpenters.
Okay. How have the last couple years been? Because I know in the home building world, the demand has been crazy. The labor has been harder to find. How did those two things work in the last few years?
Yeah, I was listening to your show a little bit earlier, and obviously interest rates, inflation, and also material prices really put a damper on construction right after COVID. Some of that has stabilized a little bit with respect to material and some of the day-to-day materials that a carpenter would be installing. But, with inflation 8 or 9% and interest rates, I don't think going down anytime soon, that definitely slows construction. And not something we like to see either.
Right. So, I mean, do you need more carpenters, or is there not enough demand in building to do it? What's the situation?
Yeah, here's the situation. It's not only organized labor or carpenters specifically. It's, restaurants. I was just at the corner bakery the other day, and they got a sign in the door, help wanted, grocery stores. It seems to be everybody's looking for recruits, and that seems to be one of the hardest things we're tackling as we speak. And there's no magic pill to recruiting construction workers. We visit high schools, city colleges, junior colleges, four-year college. We do job fairs, word of mouth, and, we have a lot to offer to new apprentice carpenters. So social media is real big. We try to hit on social media, and any time we get a chance to talk to a potential applicant, we make sure that we hit their doorstep.
I mean, if I'm choosing jobs out of high school and I'm looking for what I'm going to do, I mean, construction and carpentry seems like really hard work. I'm sure it is, but you must preach the rewards that come with that, too.
Yeah. We have a four-year apprenticeship, which is debt-free to our applicants, 6,000 hours before you're considered a journeyman carpenter. So we're very proud of, our apprenticeship schools. We have 19 in those four states. And, you earn while you learn. You're going to school debt-free. A little example is it's costing just under $20,000 for a one-year apprenticeship program. So you times that by four, and, you're under $100,000 that we're putting into this applicant to make sure that he's the brightest and the best when he becomes a journeyman carpenter.
Okay.
And we pride ourselves on safety, training, and productivity. That's what separates us from the average Joe, like you said earlier, pounding nails maybe on the street corner.
Yeah, for sure. Hey, we're going to put you on hold, Gary. We got more in this conversation. I'm really interested in seeing where the world of carpentry is going, especially as it comes to green technology. But first, let's get a look at the roads and the weather with Mary Vandeveld. Your Money Matters on WGN at 649. We will hopefully get an answer to the question of the day. Some people are still on hold. We'll get to you before we wrap things up about which state has the lowest gas prices as of today. 312-981-7200 is our phone number if you want to guess at that. We'll continue our conversation now with Gary Perenar. He is the Executive Secretary Treasurer of the Mid-America Carpenters Regional Council. And Gary, we were talking about hiring new apprentices and new carpenters. I just wanted to follow up with a question that I had and also one of the texters had. So an apprentice obviously is not taking on the loans of college. Do apprentices also get paid for their hours, Gary?
Yes, they do. They actually get there's a certain percentage of the journeyman that 40%, which is roughly about $20 an hour plus benefits. They get health care insurance. They get a pension, and they're earning a good wage to provide for their families. So along with going to school for free. So, I mean, they get the best of both worlds. They're working and they're getting educated.
How long is the average carpenter?
And making money.
Yeah, right. And they don't have to wait for the government for forgiveness on any loan.
Exactly.
They don't
got
to wait for anybody. How long is the average carpenter career?
Well, the average carpenter depends on how your health holds up. But I'd say 35 years, depending on your body, how it holds up. But that's something that we're very proud of. And the end of that 35 years, you got a nice pension to provide for your family and live with dignity.
I was just going to say, so, pensions are going away more and more these days, but with a union like yours, I imagine that's one of the big draws.
Yeah, we don't have some of the problems where the state pension funds are in. We have a very healthy pension fund, and like I said, our guys are able to enjoy it when they retire.
Okay. I've read a lot about mass timber here and there about how, the previous height of what you thought a wood building could go up to has changed a lot. What is mass timber?
Yeah, mass timber is basically materials glued or nailed together. Basically, it's as strong as steel. They've developed it in Europe many, many years ago, and it's coming to the United States right now. And we do have a project in Lincoln Park in Chicago that's going to start in 2023, a 9-story residential tower. It'll be the first one of its kind in the city, just outside the city. And we're very proud. We really think it's going to take off here in Illinois.
I just am asking a question because I think that if you're up 9 stories in a wooden building, someone might say, is that safe? I imagine it is. They wouldn't build it if it wasn't.
Yeah, like I said, it's eco-friendly, too, with the mass timber. We don't have a lot of carbon emissions, and it's, like I said before, it's no different than having a concrete building. It's that strong.
Is about 9 stories about as high as you can go with it as of right now?
Right now, that's city code, is 9 stories, but I've seen them in other parts of the country where they go as high as 20 stories. So hopefully we'll get there at some point in time, and I'm really excited for this new project to take off next year.
What other things in the green construction world are there?
Well, we're doing a lot of solar-type work now, and you probably rode by some rooftop solars on different big box stores, solar fields to provide the electricity for residential subdivisions. Obviously, windmills. You go down some of the highways in some of the southern part of Illinois, you'll see a bunch of windmills. Those are all installed by union carpenters. We're very proud of that as well.
Wait, the windmills are installed by carpenters?
Yes, we pour the foundation for the big windmill to sit on, and we set the blades with our carpenters, and we've been doing that for many, many years.
Boy, it's not what I thought of hammers and nails when I thought of carpenters. Yeah. Is that a common thing that people misinterpret exactly how much you guys and gals do?
Yeah, it's a misconception, and like I said earlier, it's basically a whole gambit, and you can specialize in what you do want to do for your career. And, we have, like I said before, flooring carpenters that do flooring, carpeting. I mean, that's all very, very good, very well, you can make a good living, and you can specialize too if you want to. But generally speaking, the more you know, the more you're going to work. So if you take journeyman upgrade classes besides the apprenticeship classes you took earlier, you'll be able to find employment pretty much throughout the state of Illinois.
Got
and our whole new jurisdiction now as well.
Yeah. 847 texted in, do future carpenters need to have a high school diploma or a GED prior to the apprenticeship?
Yes, you do. You have to have a GED, okay? But anybody that thinks that they have a chance or they want to give it a shot, I'd appreciate it if you check out our website at www.carpentersunion.org, and we'll make sure to give everybody that you know, wants an opportunity to be a union carpenter a good living and everything else. That, like I said, we're looking as we speak for applicants, and you know, the more the merrier.
I imagine
we can, definitely put them to work.
I imagine you got to be then what, like 17, 18 to get started?
You got to be 17 years old, yes, with a GED, and there's some basic math testing and stuff like that. But like I said, if you passed your high school, if you have your diploma, you should be able to get a carpenter apprentice.
When I was obviously wrong with what I thought carpenters did, at least partially wrong. I didn't, my brain wasn't expansive enough. But I also like picture in my head a guy with jeans and flannel. I'm sure that's still part of it. But what I'm getting at is I'm sure you guys have worked to diversify things a little bit, right?
Yes. I mean, you know, just for an example, the McCormick place in downtown Chicago, for every show that comes in every week, okay, we have union carpenters setting up the show at McCormick place. So, you know, for an auto show, you know, the big auto show they just have, mm-hmm. we'd have hundreds of carpenters working there around the clock, setting up for the auto show, the booths and everything else. So, like I said earlier, you know, the general rule of thumb is people think we just pound nails, and that's really the farthest thing from the truth.
Men, women, race, creed, color, all across the board?
It doesn't matter. We'll take men, women, minorities. We'll welcome anybody into our apprenticeship program and give them an opportunity because, like I said before, it's earn while you learn, and you can provide your family with a good, decent wage and benefits.
Okay. Hey, I hear you were reelected to another four-year term. Congratulations.
Yeah, well, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And like I said earlier, it's an honor and a privilege to represent 52,000 hardworking men and women. And I never take my job for granted. And anything we can do to help our membership and our new carpenters, that's what I'm all about.
That's great. Last question came in. Is there a too old on the other end? You said 35 years or so. I don't know. Is there a hard limit, or is it a matter of it's up to each individual person how what they can do?
Yeah, there's no forced retirement. You can work as long as your body's able to. And, yeah, we don't age discriminate against anybody. We'll take anybody as long as they could go out there and give their contractor a good day's work.
My dad just retired as fire chief at the age of 72. I'm sure he could still pound roofs. I don't know. I'll send him your way, okay?
There you go. We'll try to put him to work. How's that sound?
Yeah, well, please do. Please. Okay. He's driving my mother crazy. Gary, thanks for joining us today. We appreciate it.
Okay, John, you have a good night.
Yeah,
nice
too.
Talking to you.
Yeah, thank you. We're going to have news next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Hopefully an answer to the question of the day, too. I left a few seconds for that after this.